Favorite Son, a short story by Harry James Krebs. I opened my eyes and lifted my heavy head from the desk. There was a half-drunk, steaming cup of coffee next to the computer and a smoldering cigarette perched on the edge of an ashtray with a half-inch of ash dangling precariously off the end. None of this should have been surprising, except for the facts that I don't drink coffee, don't smoke, and had no clue where I was. Dazed grogginess implied I'd been out for quite a while, but the hot coffee and the half-smoked butt suggested otherwise. What the hell? I rose unsteadily to my feet and looked around the room. Neat. Tidy. Expensive stuff. Definitely not my stuff. I listened to see if sounds might explain my predicament, but there was complete silence. What felt like afternoon sun washed through a spotlessly clean window and threw a shard of light across the floor. An immaculate, polished oak hardwood floor. Definitely not my floor. I crossed the room cautiously and squinted out the window. I seemed to be on the second floor of some structure. A long expanse of perfectly manicured lawn stretched out in front of me, ending at the edge of a small, idyllic pond. The air was still, and I saw no movement anywhere. Another structure stood on the opposite side of the pond, but I saw no obvious activity. It seemed to be a long cabin of sorts, tucked into a heavily wooded area that stood back a bit from the pond. I made out what appeared to be the front of a late-model pickup truck parked at the side of the small cabin. Someone was probably there. All right, enough. There had to be an explanation for this, and I needed to get myself sorted out here. I turned and surveyed the room more closely. There were two closed doors in the room. One would be an exit, and the other might be a closet. A 50-50 chance would get me out on the first try. I opened door number one and lost. It held deep floor-to-ceiling shelving that appeared to contain electronic equipment, a printer, cases of printer paper, and other various and sundry office supplies. Who cared? I closed the heavy, polished oak door and started for the second one. I had just put my hand on the doorknob when I stopped dead in my tracks. Slowly turning, I retraced my steps back to the closet and opened the door again. As I stood there gaping, my blood ran cold. What the fuck was going on here? There was an army green duffel bag on the floor under the bottom shelf. It was old and world-worn and had a patch sewn onto the exposed end. It was a combat service identification badge for the United States Army's 101st Airborne Division, the Screaming Eagles. The insignia featured the head of a white bald eagle on a black background. I crouched down and looked closer. The eagle on this patch had been altered to add a red teardrop dripping from its eye. Bile rose in my throat, and the floor swayed underneath me. I pulled the bag out to examine it. The name Mark W. Singleton was stenciled on one side with a number 37805967 beneath it. I stared, stunned. It was my father's bag. He was a helicopter pilot in the 101st Division during the Vietnam War, killed in the fight for Hamburger Hill on May 2, 1969. The duffel bag and his other belongings had been given to my mother, and I'd used it to hide the duct tape, gloves, rope, and ligature I'd used to kill her. I'd buried the bag in a shallow hole deep in the forest off a remote road 12 years ago. Now it was right here in this strange room, and I was about to throw up. I sat crouched with my back against the wall and listened again for signs of movement from elsewhere in what I assumed was some kind of house. It remained dead silent as the drop of cold sweat trickled down the middle of my back. When the floor stopped moving, I took a ragged breath and reached for the bag again. I found the zipper pull tab and slowly began to unzip the bag with shaking hands. The widening gap revealed what I already knew would be inside. A partial roll of black Duck brand duct tape, the worn black leather gloves, the 20-foot length of bloodied white 3-strand nylon marine rope, and the screwdriver I had used as a ligature. Fear gripped me like a steel bear trap, and I could smell the foul stench of my own pheromones. There was something else in the bag that was unfamiliar. I reached inside as though it were a coiled snake and pulled out a folded sheet of crisp white paper. The 10 words written on it paralyzed me. "You will pay for this, my favorite son. Love, Mother."